chocolate cakes.
This is the Gravity Girl theme song. We serve burgers, we serve burgers. This is the Gravity Girl theme song. We serve ice creams, we serve. This is the Gravity Girl theme song. We serve burgers, burgers, burgers. This is the Gravity Girl theme song. We serve ice creams, ice creams, ice creams. We serve celebrities, we serve normal people.
This podcast has adult language, adult humor, some adults attending horror movies, adults playing Doctor Did I Mention Adults, watch out for the boogeyman, don't ever fall asleep cause they have such sights to show you or Jason will get ya, so hide behind the chainsaws and always remember the pentaverate should never be exposed and this show not intended for children, so keep adulting and put the kids to bed, don't feed after midnight, don't get them wet, leave the baby monitor on and don't forget to feed grandma tapioca pudding.
Hey everybody, I'm Jess.
And I'm Ebony.
And we are
the Gruesome Twosome Movie Reviewsome.
We are about the wacky, the wonderful,
the weird,
the strange,
the unusual,
the gore,
the fucked up,
the actors,
the connection,
the theater,
the passion,
the love. Pretty much everything that
comes
film
with
represents. Yeah. But if it's on a screen, we are there. We are reviewing. We love snacks. We love people. We love love.
We just love film.
We love film.
So come join us on the couch.
If you're as crazy as film as we are, come join us and have a good time with us. See you soon, my loves.
Bye.
Hey, yo, this is Tim McCarthy, host of 20 Tim Minutes, a podcast that focuses on mental health through humor, insight, and personal stories. You are now listening to Tattoo Squid Podcast. Enjoy.
Where are you?
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only,
me. Hey, Squiddies, it's Dre, Tattoo Squid Podcast, with Ebony from the co-host of Gruesome Twosome, and also the host of Sweet and Sour Nuggies Pod. That's a name, I tell you. I'm going to ask you this question, like, where did you get that? Sweet and sour, I could figure out, you know, it's like sweet and sour kind of thing. And, you know, so where does the name Sweet and Sour Nuggies come from?
That's an interesting one. Somehow we got... So I'm in a couple of different group chats and somehow one of them turned into a nugget chat, like chicken nuggets.
Okay.
And I've always had a thing ongoing that I really, really enjoy chicken nuggets because who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
For a while I'd been tossing up doing the solo podcast as well. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to name this thing?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about sweet and sour chicken nuggets. And I was like, you know, that's actually a really good name because the stories are sweet and sour. So you get the good stories and the bad stories.
Yeah,
and sweet and sour by itself was kind of boring. So sweet and sour nuggets.
There you go. All right. Well, that's pretty much a nutshell what it is. You know, it's like, you know, you get the sweet parts, the sour parts, but it's all about the nuggets, you know.
So, exactly.
Yeah. And nuggets are really good. It depends on where you go. You know, if you go into like McDonald's or Burger King, but I don't know what kind of, I mean, obviously you probably do have McDonald's and Burger King probably at in Australia or
we
somewhere.
We do, but Burger King is called Hungry Jack's. So it's the same thing, has the same menu, but yeah, for some reason it's called Hungry Jack's.
Oh, okay. You know, when I hear Hungry Jack's, I'm thinking of like pancake mix, yeah, because that's what I think there is a pancake mix called Hungry Jack's, I think, and
wouldn't surprise me.
You know, because I know later on I'm gonna be hungry for fucking pancakes. Be like, I'll be dinner. I don't know. I gotta see what the missus wants actually. So you know, be like, hey, what do you want? I don't know. Okay. And you know, usually today's our takeout Friday or so. So I might have to go like, you know, like later on tonight. Hopefully it doesn't storm like a motherfucker. But so, like I said, you're from Australia. Yes. And you have another podcast, which is the first one. You're a co-host.
Yes.
With, well, I love the, the artwork, actually.
You know, artwork?
The witches kind of thing, like turn the background, mm-hmm. you know who's who from.
Yeah, it took us a while to find something we wanted. Yeah. And then Jess, my ghost, found that. And she's like, it's us. I've got red hair. You've usually got black hair. It's us. I'm like, okay, well, that's it.
Run with it. Kind of fits. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm like, and I've seen like photos went on Twitter, you know, it's like you and her, and it's like mm-hmm. black and red. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I have a hard time trying to figure out, because like my name, it was actually when I started getting tattoos. Mm-hmm. And when I was in Pennsylvania and I was getting tattoos done, and I told my tattoo artist, I'm like, you know what? I want to get my license plate that says tattoo squid or something, or tattoo something. And then that's what I did. And I did that. But then I'm like, oh, I'll just put it in the podcast. I don't think anybody has a name like that. So, but
that was our problem, was the name, because there is like a million other gruesome twosomes out there.
Yeah.
So we had to like add that movie review some to the end just to be that little bit different. But I don't know, it ended up being a bit catchy, so we ran with it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, because and then I found out there's like a guy called Squid Talks. I'm like,
oh, this is not good. I'm like Battle of the Squids.
Yeah, I know. But no, I talked to him like not recently, but maybe a couple months ago, I guess. Really nice guy. We called I had a 100th episode on the first season. I know people go for seasons and say, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to do 12 episodes and call it a season, or do 20 episodes and call it a season, whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do like 100 and see how it goes. And then I just babble. And then the second season, I'm like, I'm just going to talk to like other podcasters, you know, which somebody gave me like one of those reviews. She's a podcast potato lady podcast review. She mm-hmm. does. So, and she gave me like a great review. I'm like reading it. I'm like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome.
There's nothing better than getting a good review.
Oh, I know.
It's the best feeling.
Yeah. It's just like, let me put her down as the honorable mention, you know, Dre takes you on like an adventure. So he's like right there with you with talking about movies and this and that, whatever. And then she's like, oh, he's like a late night talk show host. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I can dig that.
That's exactly what it is. It's a good description.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because that's what I feel like, and all I need now is like the band, you know.
Yeah.
Like the band in the background, you know, they're like, come on, hit the music. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like hidden in the background behind the black? There's actually a whole band there. Just
no. I mean, once I get my own like podcast room, then I could be able to like, you know. Well, not really have a band, but
just have a whole band sitting there.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like, does nothing all day and then disappears.
Yeah, like, hey guys, yeah, you want to play something? Yeah, like, okay.
No, chain them up. Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
Like, are we gonna eat today? You know, like, yeah, you can eat today. Yeah, you wouldn't.
You have to use the drumsticks as chopsticks though.
No, chicken nuggets. We're gonna get chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Everybody loves chicken nuggets. Come on, she said that. Come on. Yeah. And then which is funny about people in the background that we were talking about, like with the band and everything else. When I was talking to Chat Smash, you know, basically I thought I was going to be talking to one guy because he was like, oh, you know, the other two guys are kind of busy. So then we're just going to go solo. I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Whatever it is. You know, if you get all three, that's great. You know, one, two, hey, whatever. No problem. You know, we're working. And then all of a sudden after I'm like talking to him, and then one of the guys comes up from underneath the table wearing like some kind of like Civil War helmet. He goes,
surprise!
Yeah. No, he's like, he pops up, he goes, hey, did we win the war? And all of a sudden he goes, what? He goes, the French-American War, did we win? And he goes, oh, okay, I'm going back down. And then all of a sudden there's another guy comes up, he goes, you want to buy some potatoes? You want to buy something? I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, and I'm just scratching my head. And I was like, holy shit. And it was just going on. I have
to tell you, Jess is actually hidden under the desk right now. She's just going to pop up at any moment. Wee! How you
doing? Like, son of a bitch. But no, that's what it was. And then he did, and then the one guy comes back around and he had a paper and he drew me for some reason, like a little stick figure, but the way it looked, and he's like, have you, he's like, I'm a cop. Have you seen this person? And I'm like, holy shit, it looks just like me. I was like, fuck, okay. And it was just awesome the way they were just going on. And folks, if you listen to Chess Match, you'll have an awesome time. Honestly, you'll just like wow, And especially the sound effects, I mean, I got a little bit of sound effects, but they work it, somewhat into the whole thing. Like they sound like demons half the time, and they interject their they do like some kind of skits. It's like really cool. They got a thing called a gravity grill, which is supposed to be like a diner in space, and
crazy.
And they are fucking nuts, but I just love listening to them. But they do it every 2 weeks. I'm like, I should try doing that. I'm like nonstop doing this, like for like,
oh, I know that feeling.
It's like every weekend, and I'm like, hey, which is fine. I love having fun with this. So if I get money, hey, it's good. So what are the plans for Gruesome Twosome and Sweet and Sour Nuggies pod?
Well, Gruesome Twosome, we've currently got the Tarantino month going.
Okay.
So that's pretty exciting, because everyone, we've got the polls on Instagram and Twitter at the moment where everyone's voting for their favorite Tarantino movie. So it's like Battle of the Movies.
Yeah.
But I think we're just going to keep sort of going with that. And just have like months of themes.
Okay.
We don't really have a long-term plan at the moment. The Grucho account is very chilled and laid back. We sort of just take it as it goes.
Yeah.
The Sweet and Sour Nuggies is all mine. And that's definitely, I've got some long-term plans with that one.
Okay.
So nice. It's got the two segments. So obviously you've got the sweet and sour stories, but then it's also got the mental health side of it as well. So that's a secondary episode, and that's the one I want to focus on.
Okay.
I feel like I've got a lot of guests coming on for that one from different backgrounds and different professions, and I think it's going to be really interesting to see how everyone comes together and deals with mental health differently, and I definitely want to grow that.
You know who you should get on there? Actually, there's a person, Pollyanna. She does the Buried Pleasures podcast. Does everything with the mental health kind of stuff, but also does like everything else in between. And Abby from Manic Pixie Weirdo Podcast.
Yes. Yep.
She is head on into that.
There's a few people in those sort of groups that I've got my eye on, to speak.
Hold on, I'm just gonna rate. I got it mixed up here, but it doesn't matter. And what was the other one I just mentioned? The Berry Pleasures. But yeah, it was just like, I listened to Berry Pleasures and I was like, okay, this is cool, And I wasn't one for, and another person, 2010 Minutes. If you get him on there, we call it,
I actually watch his stuff. Yeah.
You go and you get every boundary on with him as well. Mental health, I tried to, I'm not saying dabble with it, but I was trying to you know, I was talking to this one guy and we were talking about mental health something. Like, I don't even know exactly how we got into it because we were talking about Cowboy Bebop. And
that went to mental health.
No, it wasn't even like, I don't even know how it came about. And it was just like, was something. And then, you know, we're trying to put that whole reiteration of, you know, it's like, oh, if, you know, if you need help, call this number. Or if you need this help and call that number. Or if there's like a all around number for everything, which I don't know if there is or not, but, you know, and I never really do like a mental helping because I don't know too much about it, you know, so. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go and say anything, but.
It's sort of becoming therapy for me because I've dealt with it my whole life in different umbrellas or different subjects under the umbrella of mental health.
Yeah.
So like the episodes to come, I've got guests and such, but it's also raw unedited footage of myself breaking down and going through things and explaining why I'm feeling the way I am or trying to, or just saying, if you don't know why you're feeling the way you are, it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a mix of helping others as well as helping myself, which is sort of why I want to grow that as much as I do, because I've tried everything and then some when it comes to me and my mental health. And I found even just me sitting at a computer with a mic, no one around venting, it helps. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, podcasting can be a definitely a source to help you.
100%. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what I figured too, because I'm like, everybody looked at me like, oh, you know, you talk so much, you know, and I'm like, and I said this numerous times before, we call that I wanted to be like a DJ, like on a radio, and, you know, like not be seen, but be heard, you know, and play music and heavy metal and just rock out, you know, kind of like, you know, my favorite people like Wolfman Jack back in the day, and you know, for us that's in the States, they know it. I don't know if you guys know it over there in Australia, but you know, and then they got this TV show WKRP in Cincinnati, which I know is a TV show, but the way they portrayed the whole DJ thing, you know, I'm like, that's awesome. That's what I want to do. You know, just like grab my coffee, go there, do what I gotta do. And then just lay on a couch and just sleep on a couch. And
I would love to be a radio DJ. I think it would be so much fun. And to be able to control, like if you had full control of your segment and the music that was played.
Yeah.
It's probably a bad thing. Mine would be a mess. I have so many genres. It would be all over the place.
Well, they say that you have to go and get college training and all that. I'm like, just throw me in there. Just show me like certain things, what I got put, you know, basically if I'm talking and I know I got to do a commercial, which for the podcast, I have no idea how to insert the commercial in between, you know, like everybody else does. And, you know, cause I mean, with Anchor, I do, you know, basically, you know, they do the commercial on its own, you know, all you gotta do is speak the words and then that's it. So, yeah, you know, people, if you want to do a podcast, you know, go to Anchor or whatever you want to do, trying to get that out there for everybody. But also, now you talk about horror movies as well. Obviously for Gruesome Twosome, because
primarily horror, but we do dabble in a bit of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I tried to like, and that's what I did in my first season. Every like Halloween month was like every day I talk about a different movie. You know, it was 1984. It was this, you know, what were you doing? I'm like, I was a kid, you know, you know, and I think the best one I kind of like, I was talking about Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors, you know, like old.
Oh, best. You know.
Yeah, it's the best
in the franchise.
It's like for me, well, I mean, from part one, the original, to maybe four, possibly five. After that, I'm like, eh, it's just fun. You know, the other ones are just like, okay, yeah, cool. But, you know, and I just love the old style, like, horror movies. It's just that, you know, sometimes they get a little ridiculous. Like, okay, Jason's in fucking space.
Space.
You know, and I'm like, he's frozen. And I'm like, what, now he's going to terrorize fucking Pluto? I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? You know, and then, but then he's like, you know, the computer makes him more stronger. And I'm like, all right, the guy has all the fucking luck. Yeah. And also, you know, and you get that premonition kind of like computer program. It's like, hey, we're campers and we got premarital sex, you know, and smoke weed, you know. And I'm like, oh my God, really? That's how we look like? I'm like, shit. Yeah. You know, like, you know, and then just
the older ones are definitely better.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, but Dream Warriors is like, because when I was a kid, I was like, stayed at my cousin's house. And me and my brother, my cousin, and maybe one or two of our friends, we do like a sleepover like you do as a kid. And then, you know, we're watching Dream Warriors, ordering fucking Dominoes. And, you know, and like, we didn't, folks, we didn't have the money. You know, if mom and dad or whoever, you know, the parents, like, or like, what do you want? You want pizza? Okay, we're going to order Dominoes. You know, get like five pies. Here you go. And then give you a whole bunch of like sugar fucking Coke. You know,
when
like,
you're bouncing off the walls all night.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. You're like, all right, I'm just gonna go to sleep now. You know, and I've been doing that for the last 30 something fucking years. You know,
like just my whole life.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm trying to stay up until like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, trying to beat the night.
Well, so that's what started the Gruesome Twosome podcast. Is Jess and I would always get together and we'd watch horror movies and we'd be up till like 2-3 in the morning. Eventually passing out. And we've always said, like, we really enjoy, like, the way we talk on the podcast is exactly the same as what we would be discussing if we're watching the film without the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it's just us watching a film, talking shit, essentially. Like, we call it a review, but it's really not. It's just us talking shit about film.
That's what I want to do. I want to go and do something like that.
I just feel it's like we don't script anything, the two of us. We just talk as a general conversation. And I feel that works better than having a script. Because I feel like it just rolls.
Oh, yeah, no, it's awesome. Have
that natural conversation and flow. Yeah.
It's just like, okay, I don't think that the camera is on. I don't think the microphone is on. You know, it's like, hey, we'll watch this movie. But let's make sure that it's not, you know, copyrighted shit. They're going to hear it and like, oh, we can't do that. You know, but, you know, then you look at it and you give your reactions to it. But it's like honest reactions. You know, it's not like.
Exactly. And like up until the last 2 or 3 episodes, everything was recorded on my phone. There's no mic. There's no computer. There's barely even a system in place. There's no editing. And it's just my phone just chilling there. So you don't even, you know, pay attention to the fact that you're recording.
Yeah. No, I know. Believe me, I know what you're talking about. Because I did that with Anchor when I first got Anchor. And I had it on my phone. And now I have it on my computer, my laptop. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, when I started doing podcasting, I was in my car and I had the phone. The phone was synced to the radio. So it had like that. It didn't have feedback, but when I do an interview with somebody, it was just fucking weird because when you hear it back, it sounds like I'm the one that's calling in and they are in a studio. And
they had the issue of like, if you had it in headphones, I would be in one ear and Jess would be in the other. So you could never have only one earpiece in.
Oh, yeah.
It was a mess. It was a complete mess. Our first few episodes are ridiculous.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there and I'm doing my thing. And I'm like, I'll tell my girlfriend, I'm like, listen, I'm going out to the car. I'm doing my podcast. And she goes, that's weird that you're going to your car doing a podcast. I'm like, it's on the phone. You know, so plus we don't really have like the room. Right now I'm like in a living room. You know,
Yeah. So usually I'm at my dining table.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like that, but I want to get like a room for myself, like I said, to portray like all my horror stuff, all my Funko Pops, all my...
my living room is full of that.
Yeah. No, I see that. Posters,
Funko Pops a lot.
Yeah. And then I got like, you know, pictures like the Lego movie with the Lego Batman, you know, the, you know, Robin or Nightwing with all the old villains, and, you know, it's like a whole bunch of stuff. And I actually got a couple, it was the last week? Yeah, last week. The original It, Pennywise. Not the Pennywise that's in the newer movies.
The original, yeah.
The original guy, we call it, you know. And I was like, I was sitting there, we called, they had this like toy store kind of thing. And I asked this one guy, I'm like, let me get your opinion. I'm like, I had a choice between, well, there's like many choices, but there was like five for me to pick from what I like. And I'm like, okay, there's the guy from Trick or Treat, the movie. You know, Sam. And Sam's like on one side. And then there was Jason and Michael Myers. And then there was something else. I forgot what it was. But then there was Pennywise, the original Pennywise. And I'm like, shit, I'm like, which one should I get? And then I asked the guy over there, I'm like, can you give me your opinion? Which one would you pick? You know, he goes, well, honestly, my opinions are different than what yours is. But he goes, I'll tell you this. You know, he goes, these over here, you'll see these around more often. He goes, original Pennywise, you might as well grab that now. Because you
is this probably... Funko or is this
no, no, it's an actual like
figure. Oh, the actual figure.
Yeah. So you could be able to put like the different kind of hands, the different kind of face.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I'm just gonna leave it like in the box, you know. Funko Pops, I don't really leave it in the box that much. I just take them out, you know. They're like, oh, it's worth money. I'm like, I don't really give a shit because I'm gonna keep them still. You know?
Yeah, I'm a collector's worst nightmare. I take everything out of the box.
Yeah.
I like to see it. If I'm gonna spend that amount of money on something, and for me, it's my collection. I'm not planning on reselling.
Yeah.
Like exactly. It's stuff I want to keep forever. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna take it out of the damn box and I'm gonna enjoy it.
Let me just put a classic It Funko Pops. Yeah, I just, you know, like I said, folks, if I'm here just tuning in now, you know, I'm just writing down stuff we call for the episode art down the line. So, but it's coming to shaping out, you know, radio DJ kind of thing. Ooh, maybe I can get Wolfman Jack in there. Yeah. I like when I get my
creative mind flowing.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
it's my favorite part of doing podcasting.
Yeah, it's just like
the promotional.
Oh, I know. I'm a promotional fiend. You know, it's just like, folks, if you haven't gone on Twitter, just go on Twitter, make an account, whatever, and then just follow
all of us. I mean, yeah, I'm on there 24/7.
Yeah, it's like everybody's on there. They talk about this and they talk about everything else, and we follow each other. We share each other's stuff.
It's a real community.
You know, it's like a community that helps you out, even though it seems like you should be going against each other, you know, because you're trying to get that, you know, notoriety. But everybody helps out each other, including even the horror community as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah, because there's guys out there we call that helped me out like tremendously, and they're like, dude, we just love how you talked about this movie and you like this one. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like,
oh, yeah,
you know, hey, buy some of the merch. No, but
give me the money.
which I mean, sadly to say, we call it, I buy my own merch sometimes. We call it, you know, like, hey, this looks cool. I'm just going to get this for myself. But when I move into the new house, I'm getting the Tattoo Squid shower curtain. You heard me, folks. The Tattoo Squid
shower curtain.
Oh, it's like,
awesome.
It's like from the top down to the bottom. It's not like, oh, here's this little square fucking thing. No, it's the whole fucking, you know.
That is awesome. We need to start merch. I keep talking to Jess about it. We're just like, we really need to get merch. And Now with sweet and sour nuggies, I could do that much.
It's just try
so much research.
Well, everybody uses like Tee Public, which is mostly I think shirts, I think.
But yeah, it's mostly like shirts and hoodies.
Yeah. But this other one, Threadless, has everything you can think of.
There's a few based here in Australia that I've been looking at, and I think that's probably going to be the best way to go because then we get better discounts and stuff. So why wouldn't we? But yeah,
whatever works for you, you know,
like we just need stickers more than anything. I love stickers.
Yeah, because I just got some like last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe, you know, like a new set, but I have like some of the old ones still. So I'm just worried, like for myself, when I have stickers I'm sending out and I'm like, oh my god, you know, I want to get down to like two and I'm like, I gotta order more, you know. Like I might as well order now and then that way I have it replenished, you know. But yeah, so we could so what movies are your favorite movies, actually? You know, is there a favorite or you're just like whatever?
That's a loaded question. Are we talking any genre or are we just going to horror? Because
You know what, you pick, you know, it's guess pick, you know, you pick.
Okay. I'm going to leave the horror favorite because A, if you follow me on social media, everyone already knows what the fuck it is, and B, there's a whole episode, so plug, of Jess and I discussing our top 10. It's they're our favorite. It's a very early episode.
Yeah, because like I listened to like a couple of episodes, but I don't think I got down to the top 10.
It's like I think our third episode.
Yeah,
so it's early.
Yeah.
Favorite non-horror? It's gonna sound so cheesy. I've got two. The first one is called The Illusionist.
Oh. Yeah, Scott Bakula.
Fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I know a lot of people don't like it. I don't know why, but I love it. The second one is Billy Madison. All the way.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's good.
So, I could probably list 1,000 others, but yes, they're the two that come to the top of my head.
But we only got like an hour or so,
Well, it's an hour of movies. That's fine.
No, I know. It's Friday. Yeah, but I'm like,
that's all great.
That's great. You know, no, but I mean, I got that, what they call it, the headliner thing where, you know, you do all the snippet, mm-hmm, you know, episodes and it's like, we can't do 2 hours. I'm like, really? What the fuck? You know, it's like when you do 2 hours or more, you know, and that's what usually like, my episodes like last like maybe an hour and a half to like maybe two. So
yeah,
it all depends on how well, you know, I'm like talking,
yeah,
and not going yeah, which is like everybody's, you know, podcast quirks or whatever, you know, like and they're like, oh, we're gonna try to edit all that out. I'm like, you know what, I'm not even editing, you know, like you were saying before about like not editing and all that. I don't even edit like when I did it on the phone. You know, it's just like the only thing I did was like I did the descriptions, mm-hmm, and that was that. I didn't even know that you could put episode art of what you're talking about in the thing until like a couple of weeks ago, actually.
We like cut and paste an intro and it was literally just here's an intro attached to the episode and then that was it. That was our editing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I had the people come on. I'm not come on, but they sent like intros and all that by email, mm-hmm, and I had a couple of them, and there was like a couple of promos, and man, I tell you, promos was kind of like hard to do a little bit,
mm-hmm,
because you know, like you have like the thing on your computer where you do the editing and blah blah blah, but
yeah,
I didn't really do editing, so I think at the time when I started doing videos, which kind of contradicts the whole, mm-hmm, you know, don't want to be seen and, you know, I want to be heard, not seen kind of thing. But, you know, my girlfriend was helping me out with the whole editing, you know, put this in here, put like Hellraiser one part, you know, I'll talk about this and some crazy shit. And she was awesome doing that. And then when I figured out, oh, if I'm just doing this on Zoom, I'll just, you know, send it as is.
Yeah.
You know? But anchor wise, I just do a little snippets here and, you know, so like a Quentin Tarantino movie or something, you know, mm-hmm. or him talking.
That's pretty much the episode that released today of our recording. I think that's the most editing I've ever done ever on one of our episodes. Speaking of Quentin Tarantino,
yeah.
being Kill Bill 2, it was just like I've got sound clips and editing coughing out and editing the ums out. And it was just it's crazy. It took me like 4 hours to edit.
What about your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
Oh, that's hard. I like so many.
Yeah.
Shit. I could easily watch Death Proof over and over, but that's technically Rodriguez. So if I'm going to go Tarantino, probably the first Kill Bill, I reckon.
I was going to say the Death Proof.
Django would be close.
Yeah, Django, yeah.
Yeah. But I reckon Kill Bill, the original. I mean, really, if I say that, it's part one and two anyway, because it's, as he says, it's one film that he's just split into two because it's actually for runtime.
Yeah.
So if we're going to go there, one and two.
But the same thing with Death Proof and Terror Planet.
Planet Terror?
Yeah, Planet Terror. We call it, there goes the dyslexia. You know, maybe I do have mental health or something. I don't know. I seem like I have dyslexia or something. I don't know. But, you know, Planet Terror, we call it, it has that's one part. And then, you know, you got Death Proof, mm-hmm. which is like a second part.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I just love Death Proof, you know, because Kurt Russell, I love Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell.
Yeah. I've got the poster hanging in my living room. I love Death Proof. It's just so good. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So, just ridiculous.
Like the first section of the girls and all that, where they get all killed off and they show like the slow-mo of each kill.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right, cool. You know? And then, when they get to the end one with Zoe Bell and
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm not good with names of the celebrities, but I want to get a couple of these people on the show. Well,
that'd be cool.
Because I know Tom. What the fuck? I'm lost in my train of thought. I'm trying to write this down. I forgot how to spell Death Proof. No, folks, I'm not illiterate. You know, I got a degree somewhere.
It's too much going on.
Yeah. It's like my mind is playing tricks on me. Ghetto Boys, that's a good one. You know. And people are going to be like, what the hell is Ghetto Boys? I'm like, that's like an 80s rap group with two big guys and one midget. You know. No, there is. It's a midget. There's a midget that fucking raps. You know.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But, hold on. I got to find out what the name is now. Because I know about Zoe Bell because I've seen her in like a whole bunch of movies.
Mm.
And she's always Tracy Toms.
Yes. Yep.
You know. Especially the ones like I'm just the horniest motherfucker on the ground, which is awesome. We call the cast and how you can put everything together,
yes,
into one movie and gel. You know, because like I said, Tracy Toms did an episode with like a horror podcast, and I cannot remember the name for the life of me. But she was going into like detail about the movie and how it came along and what they had to do and how they auditioned for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
which, folks, I'm available for a non-speaking role. You know, I can be a killer,
an awkward person in the background.
Yeah. And I could be the guy that's walking past going, holy fuck, what the hell is that? You know, or I can be like a henchman or even a dead body, you know.
I'm up for that. Dead body, I'm in. Hire me.
And any indie horror movie producer, director.
We're available. Yeah.
My head.
Hire us.
Here's my headshot. Yeah. Yeah. And funny story about that. Not the headshot, but I mean, funny story about there is, well, you've seen The Purge, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they had a TV series called The Purge.
Yes.
So when I was on Facebook, they had these commercial things on the side. Mm-hmm. And it said, if you know, Purge TV series, we're looking for extras. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, this would be awesome.
It's my time to shine.
Yeah. And I'm like, and then I took a picture. It's like, oh, just give us a picture of yourself. And I took this picture. I was in a flea market and it was around Halloween, I think, at the time. And I took this picture and I just had like, and I had a longer beard than what I have now. Mm-hmm. So, and I was like, and I had the camera, I was like, ah, you know, like just like some kind of sadistic, like cult member or something. And it was just like, I sent it in, but then they were like, oh, we want to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, but we need you to come to the city. And I'm like, well, why don't you just come out here? You know, I don't feel like going to the city, you know.
You come to me.
Yeah. But then I talked to a couple of friends of mine and they went to do an audition or something, but their thing was that when they went to do the audition, they wanted the people doing the auditioning wanted them to pay like $500 for the headshots and all that. And I'm like, aren't they supposed to pay for the headshots if they want you to do this thing? That's what I'm thinking. And it's like, yeah, so they might be con artists. So it kind of swerved me away from it. So I could have been that homicidal killer in one of the things. You know, you get to wear a mask all the time. You don't say anything. You're like, hold on, I got a chainsaw. Yeah. You know, corn syrup. You know, just over the face. You know, but, you know, auditioning. But you want to be like a dead person, you said?
Yeah, I'll be a dead person. I don't have to do anything.
Listen, just lay there.
The less work I have, the better.
Yeah, yeah, just lay there. You look like you're dead. Yeah, you know? And I'm like, I do that every time when I'm sleeping. I'm like, yeah. as my girlfriend says, we call it, I'm like all covered up, like bundled up in the covers. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, but it's like fucking hot in the room. I don't know why I'm bundled, but it's always happened every time. Yeah, you know, there's actually a picture of not my girlfriend didn't take the picture, but when I was married, we had 3 cats, 3 dogs, mm-hmm. and she took the picture. And there's like this big mound on the bed with the sheet, which was me, and all the animals are just laying on the bed. You know, so I was like, oh, it's picture time. But I'm like, I'm dead asleep now. I'm like, I didn't even
know. I have 2 cats and that was exactly what happened last night. I'm just a mound and then they're just on me. I'm like, what are you doing?
I see the one or two of them or both of them actually on Twitter, I think was.
Yeah, I've posted a couple pics of them.
But yeah.
Nutcases.
You know, I miss having a cat. My girlfriend had a cat and passed away. I don't know. I think it was like some kind of, we went to the vet and they're like, oh, it has this and this. I'm like, okay. So we give them this. Then the day after, you know, dead. And that was it. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh,
first cat.
Yeah. I don't know. But they said, oh, the cat had this. I'm like, well, it didn't bother you to tell us that way in the beginning, you know, that she had some kind of disease kind of thing. And I was like, all right, whatever. So now we're thinking like when we go, to this new place, you know, that we're going to probably in a couple of months, hopefully in a couple of months, and have like some kind of dog or 2 dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see what happens, you know. But And it's like a park area, you know, where you
have a house,
you know, but they only allow you a certain specific kind of dog, I guess. So
it's random.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they don't want like an aggressive looking dog for some reason. I'm like, okay, I understand that, you know, because.
So what you're telling me is you're going to buy 100 pit bulls, just sit there.
No, it was
is the dog you want.
Because we thought of one dog, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not one for like little dogs. But when we saw Cowboy Bebop, and we saw the corgi,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, okay, you know, corgi, you know, we'll do that. And then I'm like, you know what? You know, that one could be yours, and I'll get one for me. It's like, what, a corgi? I'm like, no, something different. It's like, I'm like, what? You know, what else is there? And I'm like, and I dreaded the thing when I said, I'm like, a Pomeranian. And then she looked at me like,
have fun with that.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? She goes, you don't like little fucking dogs. And I'm like, it looks like a little Chewbacca, you know?
It's you a see, rat on a leash is what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like, you know, furry and yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a dog that was part Pomeranian, part Jack Russell, I think it was.
Well, even a Jack Russell.
It was really little, but really puffy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you just put him in the drying and come out and go. It's like a little fur ball, but you know.
Yes.
I was actually gonna, you know, we thought of a name, like we were always gonna call the dog Dude. No matter what it was. If it was a girl or a boy, we just call it Dude.
Dude.
You know? Yeah, but you just imagine, you know, like we can't really go and have the dog go outside because we're gonna have to do the walking with a leash and everything else, mm-hmm. the park kind of thing. But if we go to like the vet, you know. Just imagine how that would feel, you know, just coming out here goes, hey, sir,
dude
here. I'm like, yeah, man, the dude's right here. Yeah, right here. Come on, dude, let's go.
My dad growing up thought he was hilarious because he always wanted one cat and one dog. And the names had to be Sifa and Difa because it's Sifa cat and Difa dog. And I'm like, Dad, you're an idiot. It's such a dad joke.
Especially we call he thought of it, you know, he had some thinking into the whole name.
Oh, he would have spent like days thinking of those two names, came up with it, and that's all he's got.
I thought of one name. Well, I didn't think of it. My wife did. We called, she was like, hey, you know, if we ever get a Rottweiler again, you know, we're gonna have to call him this name. I'm like, okay, what is the name? And she's like, Salvo. I'm like, okay, and what mean? Because she always has a meaning for the names. There's always a meaning, and everybody's names have meaning. Like mine, I looked my name up, and it was like warrior and man. I'm like, I sure hope so. You know, I don't want to be anything different. But and I'm like, okay, what's the meaning of the word? You know, come on, hit me with the whole thing. And she goes, well, it's Swahili. I'm like, okay, and what's the meaning? She goes, slaughter. I'm like, okay. So then I thought about like the Pomeranian, yeah. You know, called the Salvo, you know, and it's like that would be a funny kind of quirk for it, you know. Just like,
so you is know, the girlfriend called into horror as well, though?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not
it's
a lot,
very horror-ish name for someone to come up with.
No, but it was like a she'll watch, like we were watching like she likes Jaws, and you know everyone's like Nightmare on Elm Street, but she's seen that like way down the line, so
yeah,
like, but you know, like the stuff I watch now, she's like, I don't know.
She's like, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, she hates dolls, you know, she fucking hates dolls to a T, which is funny because I was at work and they showed there's a TV show, you know, Storage Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So they got one called Shipping Wars.
Yep.
And they had this lady. She's going to pick up a, you know, she bid on this thing, and it was like two life size looking dolls. And all of a sudden, after we call it, you know, there was like, I didn't tell her about this because I completely forgot about it until now. But then she's delivering this $2 to this other person. And the person, the whole house is filled with dolls, like demonic looking dolls, cute looking dolls, whatever. You put her in the house, she's like, nope, fuck you, I'm out of here.
I don't do well with ventriloquist dolls. Any other doll I'm fine with. Ventriloquist, like the old school type dummies.
Goosebumps.
Yes, exactly like Goosebumps.
I actually frightened
the hell out of me growing up.
I actually got that one. I actually had that one in the garage.
I have a box set of the Goosebumps books.
No, but I had the doll, like, that you're talking about.
Oh, the doll itself. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Plus,
I'm okay.
Because, like, she doesn't like the dolls, and I got it, but I, you know, left it in the thing, and I actually have there's a chest that a friend of mine, he makes horror props, and I was doing a Halloween setup for, like, a flea market, and he's like, hey, why don't you use this? And it was a trunk, a little trunk thing, but it had, like, a decomposed, like, a woman's body. Like, in there, the head's like severed, body's stuck in there, you know, it looks fucking cool. I just put a little strobe light in there, make it a little bit more realistic, and yeah, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be good. And let alone nobody came around. I'm like, oh well, you know, I set it up, it looked good, you know, because I had they also had like one of the old the hell they call them, like the freezers, you know, you had like three or four doors, and then you put they get the trays where you have all the soft drinks or whatever, and so I'm like, can I use this? And they're like, yeah, you can use this whenever you want. I'm like, all right, cool. So I got the whole thing, and in my mind I thought of Milo Jovovich movie,
Resident Evil.
Yeah, so you know, like the first one where they go into the hive, and then there's like everybody's missing because they're all like infected, but you see all the containers or the lab kind of like has all the stuff, but it's like refrigerated and it has all the CO2 kind of like oozing out. So I figured that, I'm like, I remember that, and I'm like, you know what? I could probably do the same with this. So I got a fog machine, and I put it in that case. I put like a couple of dead bodies hanging in each side. I have a couple of lighted eyeballs like in the thing. So when the
that's so cool. Around.
And that was like the best part of it. Yeah, and I was like, if I could bring this home. But it was a pain in the ass because I have like a heart problem. People are like, you're not supposed to move the thing by yourself. And I'm like, it's light. Yeah, you know, it's 5 tons. I'm like, it moves like a Clydesdale. I'm like, no problem. Yeah. But it was just fun. I love making those things. I mean, I wish I could do it again and again, but see if I get paid for it. But you know, horror amusements. But so how are you in trivia questions? For like, say,
it's on the trivia.
No. I'm not doing anything now, but I have something in mind that I have down the line, and figuring that you're into horror stuff and you know you like certain movies and everything else. So you know, there's a thing called movie game, and I know people are like, you talked about this, right? I'm just gonna do a little small thing about it. Basically, it's two movies or it's either two movies, like synopsis of like a definition of the movies, or it could be a definition of the TV show or a definition of a person. And then you have to just meld those two definitions together.
Oh, I'm so down for that.
So yeah.
It's so up my alley.
Yeah, it's like, it's really fun. It's, you know, because I seen how there's a group called the Valley Folk, and the guy Joe Beretta did a whole thing, and it was just fucking awesome. But I'm gonna try to do something like that down the line once it comes in, because I know I put in for the Kickstarter and you know, put money into it. So they said it's on its way. And I don't know. They said it's coming on a ship. I'm like, you know, we got airplanes. Why don't you fucking just send it to me? Why does it have to be on a boat? You know, I don't know. You know, and then when I think of boat, I think ghost ship, you know, the horror movie thing. And that's one movie that she's seen it before, but there's like one scene that she fucking hates. It's a movie, like I said, ghost ship, and there's a scene where they're on the ship.
Yep.
They're trying to get everything situated, make it floatable so they can bring it back. Obviously, and if anybody that doesn't know what the movie is, I'm going to give you a little synopsis of the movie. So ghost ship is basically a liner that has from many years before, and the whole crew gets murdered, but by an act of God, no, but of maybe the devil himself, possibly. So everybody's murdered, and you know, there's terrorists that come aboard. They have gold and they put it away, and they kill off, you know, they poison the crew, they killed off the crew members and everything else. So now this boat is afloat for like 50 years or so, and Gabriel Burns is in the movie. I can't remember the girl that's from ER, she's in the movie, that's how I know it. And they're part of this salvage crew that would go, and they heard about it. So this guy comes up, says, "Hey, I found this boat. You know, is it, are you interested? Blah, 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 blah." You know, and then they go out there and they check it out. It's like, oh, it's her. It's like, what do you mean it's her? It's like, it's her. You know, that's what we call ships. It's a her. You know, it's like the ladies of the sea. You know, and so they go on, they get all the stuff together, they weld all the parts that need to get welded. You know, strange things happen on this boat. You know, you got ghosts here, people see apparitions, they see stuff that happened in the past. There's a little girl that shows the woman what happened. And now here's like two of the guys, they're sitting there like, "Oh man, there's food. Great, let's eat." And they're eating it, and all of a sudden they look at it again and it's maggots. And they don't know it's maggots, you know. And so to the point where my girlfriend's watching it, she goes, she has that imaginary blanket going, you know, put it up like this. She goes, "Why does it have to be maggots?
Maggots."
Yeah. And I'm like,
I can sympathize with that. I hate maggots.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
yuck.
But it is just like craziness, you know. So I'm like, all right, you know. But she's like, "No, it was a good movie." I'm like, "Yeah, I like it too." But now you got every other movie that comes out and they're trying to mimic.
Everything is just a recreation of something else.
Yeah, I just fucking hate it. I'm like I was saying, and I said this once before to him, that the original, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, even Child's Play, you know, Halloween, Hellraiser, what's it called, Pumpkinhead, you know, those are like original horror movies. Now all the other stuff that comes out, they're like, "Oh, we're going to do a remake of, you know, Freddy Krueger." I'm like, why? You know, they got...
Well, everything takes inspiration from other films, but yeah, the amount of reboots that there are is just insane.
Even the superhero movies are original in some way, you know, but they don't... They always like to, because I've seen this one have like X-Men, and I don't know if you're a Marvel.
No, I've dabbled in DC because I do like Batman and the Joker and that side of things.
Yeah,
Marvel. I had this conversation, I think, just yesterday with someone else, and I'm going to be crucified if I get this wrong. I think the only Marvel films I've seen, and I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Deadpool is Marvel,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And V for Vendetta, I think, is Marvel.
That one, I'm not sure.
It's one or the other.
I'm gonna figure it out now. You might be right about the you know, Marvel, I think.
other than that, I'm definitely more DC. I'm going to Google it because I'm going to have the entire internet crucify me if I got that wrong.
But yeah, we call it. It's like with X-Men, for me, I've seen, you know, they throw everything in the movie. Even though you read the comic books and all that, and you're like, okay, well, that character doesn't come in until this time. I don't know why they put it in with this and this, and why they're introducing it with this person. I don't know. So I always have like a, you know, thing about, you know, reading.
Shit, I was wrong. It's DC.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, internet.
Jesus.
Always get it wrong. Cancelled. Gruesome Twosome no longer exists, and Saint Sour Nuggets is gone before it starts.
Nah, it's not. Hey, everybody has mishaps here and there. You know, especially when I go and say, oh, I don't talk about politics and religion, but every once in a while, I'll throw a little tidbit in there for some reason. Oh,
I can't with politics.
No, I can't.
Especially over here at the moment, Australian politics, it's just a mess.
Well, no, because the reason why I go, you know, I'm like, I work with a guy. In the beginning, I worked in a different building, and it was me and these four other guys. We sit around this table for like lunch and break. And then I'll hear like my friend Steve, he'll talk about politics. And then there's another Ryan, he'll talk about politics. And then they'll just go on back and forth. And I felt sorry for this one guy because he was like, he just wanted to be like in the conversation. And he just put his two cents in and they kind of just tore him down. You know, and I'm like, this is why I don't talk about politics. Because
exactly.
It's going to be that one person that's going to come out and be like, you know what the hell you're talking about. I'm like, I'm giving my opinion. That's all I was doing. You know, don't shoot the...
Starts fights.
Yes. You know, but even like religion-wise, you know, you say something. But then, you know, most horror movies are like religion, you know. You know,
oh,
like,
absolutely. There's, you know, so Sinister, many religious aspects.
Not Sinister. Insidious, you know, Conjuring. You know, they even
the entire like, universe that I can't stand.
Oh, you don't like that universe?
Oh, no. Conjuring universe, I think, is so overrated. See, if I wasn't cancelled before, I will be now. Like, Conjuring's just not. I don't mind the first Conjuring film. But as a whole, I think the quote-unquote universe is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've never been able to watch the first Insidious film from start to end. I always fall asleep. So I've seen the first half. I've seen the second half, but not together. I'll either fall asleep at the start or the end.
I like the old, I'm not going to say old woman, but I like the woman that's in there. That she's like the startle thing where she can... go into the screams and go in and, you know, the whole thing. I can't remember her name as it is, which I'm not good with names, people. Faces, I can say, yeah, I know who that is, but I don't know the name. But she was in a older movie, not a horror movie, actually. It was...
You're talking about Lin Shaye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Tons of movies.
Yeah, she's been a bunch. But no, I'm talking about, like, this is, like, low-budget movie. Like, it was like a surfer movie, and there were people in the school, they were from like Arizona or something, and they had to go to another country for a surf thing, but none of them know how to surf. So they go to another country to learn how to surf from a beach bum that's drunk all the time. And he's just like, he just looked like he's homeless, you know, but he's like, oh, you just got to do this and do this. And they got like these quirky, you know, like low budget, like comedy, you know, whatever. And I'm like, holy shit. But then all of a sudden, after you get to this one kid where the kid really can't, doesn't really talk to women because his mom says it's against their religion or some kind of shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's actually Lin Shea, who he called as plays the mom. You know, it's like,
oh, wow.
You know, it's like, girls are bad. They're the devil. You know, don't get mixed up with them. No, don't have.
It's very sounds like Waterboy.
No. Way worse than Waterboy. Waterboy was
Vicky, she's the devil.
Yeah, you know, foosball is the devil's game. I'm like, I want to play foosball. You know, come on now. Yeah. Hey, have some quantity H2O.
I always really liked Lin Shaye in There's Something About Mary.
I have never seen that one, actually.
Oh, really?
I have. Funny. You know, it's like
so ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear about it like all the time. I mean, I know who's in it, like Cameron Diaz, but I've seen her like in the Charles Angel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another remake. What was the one? When she was younger and she was in The Mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I think that was like her first movie, I think. Like, I'm not even sure.
One of her major roles or something.
Yeah. Something like that. You know, because way younger and all that. And I was like, holy shit. You know. But yeah, even Jim Carrey, man, he's come a long way from.
Massive.
But what else do we talk about? I'm still trying to. So now, all right, Sweet and Sour Nuggies,
yes.
Is mental health mostly, but it's like the good and the bad.
Yeah, so it's a bit of both. So there's two episodes a week, or will be. It's just been released this week.
Yeah.
One episode, which is the stories, which is the sweet and sour.
Yeah.
And then the second episode is every Monday is mental health.
Okay.
So it's a bit of everything.
All right. Here's a question. Actually, I used to ask this question of who's gonna die first, you know, Betty mm-hmm. White or Keith Richards. But we all know
how that's that anymore.
Yeah, we can't do it anymore. So yeah. And actually a funny all right, fast story, because I think I said this before. We're looking at houses. My girlfriend's like, I'm like, what? And she goes, well, you're driving Merge first, and then I'll tell you. And I'm like, okay. And this is like New Year's Eve. All of a sudden, after it was like, you know, Betty White dies at age 99. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, now I got Eat Crow, you know? And then a couple of people are just like, so how's that Betty White thing going? I'm like, shit. Yeah, I know. Like, I'm like, so, yeah, but now with Chat Smash, we called Vinny from Chat Smash was like, why don't you just go and like, oh, who's gonna die first? You know, Keith Richards or Mick Jagger.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, now I thought about it. Like, oh, okay, you know, because they're both in the band, and you know, one's vital, you know, because he always works out.
I mean, it still surprises me that Keith Richards is alive anyway. So
I know, I always say I think he died like 3 times already, so
so I'd probably go. I'm gonna go Mick. I reckon Keith is gonna outlive all of them. I think he's just going to go on forever. He's probably a vampire at this point.
Now, who are you saying that's going to...
Keith will go.
Okay.
Keith will live forever. Mick will be the first to die.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it all wrong. Okay. So we got one there. All right, folks. This is what I'm going to do. I know I did it once and I kind of like put it to the side, but now I'm going to go into another thing of... So it's going to be Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. So... Anybody else that's going to be a guest, you know,
place your bets.
Yeah, place your bets. Yeah, you know, roll your stones. Ha! No, I'm just kidding. That was a cheap
Punny.
Yep, you heard it first. Ebony did not like it. Okay.
Not what I said.
No, but it's like, yeah, that was not too good. Okay. But so tell everybody where they can find you and, you know, your two pods, actually.
Both are on both Twitter and Instagram. And the Gruesome Twosome Movie Reviewsome is also on Facebook under that name. Our Twitter handles for Gruesome Twosome is Gru2, Gruetwo, _movies. And that is for both Twitter and Instagram. And the Sweet and Sour Nuggies is SSNUGGIEZ pod. So SS Nuggies pod, which is both Instagram and Twitter. Had to think. Yeah. Like, shit, what is it?
And you know, if you're watching this on YouTube and all that, you know, you would think that, you know, she's like, you know, doing the spelling bee. Yeah.
Yeah, I was really thinking.
That's what O'Brien and spelling bee does, like, Nestle, N-E-S-T-L, and then they do the squint. Believe me, I know.
Can I have it in a sentence, please?
I'm like, I was in the spelling bee for like years when I was in grade school, and I'm like, okay, diploma, D-I-P.
Oh, shit.
And then all of a sudden you're here and it's like, are you taking a shit? No,
not. Goes back to Billy Madison. Yeah. When they're spelling couch. C-O-R. Are you going to the mall?
Isn't that the same? Isn't it the same thing where the kid pisses pants?
Yes.
Okay, it is. All right.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. I thought I had like the wrong one.
No, because he walks up and they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, fuck. What's his kid's name? Eddie? What's wrong with Eddie?
Yeah.
And he turns around and Billy's just like, go! And then they're like, everyone my age pees their pants. You pee your pants, it's the coolest. And then the old lady turns around and goes, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
I
love that movie that. So much.
That's we call it, you know, what's the other one that, Adam Sandler did some kind of movie, which I really love. And it was something that you never figure Adam Sandler would fucking do. Oh my God.
Recent,
it was like,
or old?
I think it might have been recent.
Uncut Gems?
No.
I haven't seen that yet.
There was I don't even know what the hell that is.
Or what was the other one he did? It was like The Cobbler or something? I haven't seen that. Oh, I started that.
Yeah, it was like some, because I was like watching it, I was watching something, and then it said, oh, produced or directed by Adam Sandler. Like, wait, what? Really? Yeah. All right, yeah. But, yeah, and folks, sorry, I forgot. I always forget about myself sometimes. So you can follow the good old Squid over here. We could, you know, follow him. Just go to Linktree. So you go linktr. See, I'm doing that Squindon thing too. Yeah. So it's linktr.ee/ not the guy from Guns N' Roses, just slash. Tattoo Squid Podcast. That's TATUSQUID. And like I said, you can go and see Instagram, because honestly, every time you go to a different format, you had to put your name in a different way for some reason. You know, like TikTok, I got it all one word. And then Instagram, it's like tattoosquid.podcast. and then Twitter is like podcast tattoosquid. I'm like, you know, there goes the dyslexia.
We've been pretty lucky. Everything was available. So it's the same across the board for both podcasts.
Yeah, I was like, you know, because it wasn't to a point where I had to put like, oh, you know, ._, you know, /, whatever. I don't even know what the fuck is a /, anyway, but I haven't been one of those geeky guys on the computer. I've done chat rooms on AOL. But that was a long time ago.
It was MSN here.
That's like when you're dating apps.
Yeah.
On the computer. So
back in the day.
But hopefully they have MySpace coming back. I don't know. Yeah.
But I don't know. We all need Tom back in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, we need that one.
We need forward. Tom back.
Yeah, we need Tom back. You know, that one follower that always follows you and never leaves you. Yeah. Yeah. Tom, come back to us. Okay, I'll make a new one. You know. But yeah, so we're on like an hour and a half.
And that went fast.
Yeah, pretty well. You know, it's like that's what happens when you talk so much and all that.
Yeah.
But folks, follow and go to Gruesome Twosome, check out the episodes. Like I said, I listened to one, but it was funny as hell. You know, they just like outlandish and very, very they pretty much, you know, play off each other and everything else.
Very Australian.
Yeah,
that's what I've been told.
I'm listening to it. I'm like, I don't hear the Australian. You know, it's not like, you know, like Paul Hogan. You know, it's like, no, that's a lot.
I'll have to get like a kookaburra in the backyard next time, just so it sounds Australian.
Yeah, it's like that's not nice. Those are not, you know. But that's how I'm thinking of. You know, like Australia is like when you see, mm-hmm. you know, Crocodile Dundee, you know, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
you're going to Walkabout Creek. Okay. Yeah. And then just go to New York City on a whim, you know, with a reporter, you know. And then, look, give me all your money. Why? No. And the unlikeliest guy to make friends with a gang member. So I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh, that was that London broil at work. Ooh. I know, folks, I'm not trying to be disgusting, but that's what happened. People burp, people fart. What do you expect?
Life.
Yeah. Huh?
It's all natural. It's all life.
Yeah, there you go. You know, there's not going to be any editing, so you're going to hear it anyway. And which is funny because a friend of mine from high school, I did Twitch and I posted it on Facebook at one point. And she's seen it. And she goes, oh my God, the burping. Yeah. She's like, that's all I heard was burping. It's like, burr, 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 burr. You know, I'm like, I couldn't help it. It was done. You know, so if I eat like a big meal and have like some kind of like soda, like Dr. Pepper, you know, like, hey, sponsor, Dr. Pepper, come on. Yeah. Have you ever tried finding out about sponsors?
I haven't looked into it personally. I've dabbled in researching for other people.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like definitely Sweet and Sour Nuggies is too new, but I feel like we're both too new to start reaching out.
Yeah.
For that, especially because a lot of our, with Gruesome Twosome, I mean, I had COVID for 3 weeks. And we didn't record for 3 weeks. And then Jess was sick previous to that. So there's been a lot of ups and downs with our release dates.
Yeah.
So I think once we get back into a steady flow, we can start looking.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Into that.
Because I didn't know exactly how to do, like, you know, like sponsors. I'm like, I'm just tossing names out there. And I'm like, hey, any coffee places? You know?
You got to email them.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you want the real attention, and I've said this to someone else as well, if you're going to go for a sponsor, you want to email them direct, because if you start reaching out on platforms and start tagging companies and such, you're then getting two competitive companies involved in the one message their attention. And they're like, well, you don't really care. You're just after a sponsor. You don't give a shit who it is. Man. But you need to show them that love. You need to show them that you're the company I want to work with. They don't know who else you've emailed.
Yeah. You know what? I think I did that with Full Moon Features, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that, and people of Full Moon Features is basically the Puppet Master, the Gingerbread Man, you know, all the subspecies, demonic toys, scanners, you know, all those. And I love those movies. And I'm like, listen, you know, and I should email them again. You know, like, hey, can you sponsor me?
It's the biggest piece of advice I can give anyone. I have a background in business and marketing.
Oh, okay.
Cool. And it's the biggest piece of advice I can give is show your love to each company individually. Don't, you know, put a post out there with like 100 different tags, all these different companies, because you're not showing that you want to be with them. You're just showing you want to sponsor. And that's not what they want. They want to know that you're in it for them as much as they are for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because I know somebody also, I think there was another person that told me about, like, oh, when there was a girl from an L podcast, stressed, depressed, and something else. Oh, my God. It's, oh, sorry if I got the name of the podcast wrong. Yeah. But she mentioned that we quoted she had sponsors. Mm-hmm. And what they do is, like, you know, you get the sponsor and then you do the episode and mm-hmm. and they you send it to them and they view it
mm-hmm.
and see if it's worthy to go and say, okay, we'll yeah. sponsor this. Yeah. You know, so I'm like, all right. So I thought it was just like, okay, they give you a whole bunch of stuff, whatever, you know, like a mail it to you and like, hey, you know, here's the
sponsor. It depends if you're going as a partnership or if you're going as a sponsor.
I thought it was the same.
So a partnership is more so you're primarily with that one company. So say, I don't know, say it's Jack Daniels. You're primarily with Jack Daniels. You're not Jack Daniels for this episode. And then like three episodes down the line, you've got a different sponsor. It'll be Jack Daniels throughout the whole lot because you've got that partnership with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's
with sponsors, you can have different sponsors, but I think, I mean, as I said, we're not sponsored by anyone, so I don't know specifics, but I believe hearing from other people, when they start sponsoring you, they give you those statistics. They're like, this is us, this is what we want you to do, this is what we want, this is what we want out of it.
Yeah.
Can you give us what we want?
All right, cool. You know, that's sound advice. I mean, you know, because I didn't really think about it, you know, like that. But also the email, I should have known better. We call it, you know, doing like email wise instead of
the more professional it looks, the more likely they are to grab their attention.
Yeah, I think we, you know, for getting guests, you know, I think is good for like, you know, tattoos. I mean, for Twitter wise.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
You know, you do that because I've been trying to get Broken Lizard to come on the show. So you know, with the Slammin' Salmons movie, the beer fest, the Super Troopers 1 and 2, and Club Dread. You know,
Twitter's a fantastic platform for reaching out to people. It's just making sure that you do it in the right way.
Yeah.
You also need to remember, like, especially when you start getting that attention, then you got to start being wary about what you're posting on Twitter and Instagram, because then they start looking at that and they're like, well, you like this on the podcast, but this is what you like in real life. Do we really want to, you know, do we really want to partner with you? And it's, there's so much that goes into it.
It's just
incredible.
Well, yeah, I'll see what happens. I mean, I'm just going to go and do it. Like you said, we call it email, you know, actually, and also Nintendo of America. You know,
you don't know unless you try.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody's been saying. I've been trying to get Elvira. I've been trying to get.
Oh, Elvira would be cool.
Yeah, definitely would be cool. You know, I mean, just so I wanted to get the autobiography, the portrait thing, and you know, read, because I mean, I'm not saying I'm a fan, but I'm not like a fan like, oh, I'm a guy, you know, fan.
You know?
I'm like, no, I mean, I like the whole fact that, you know, there's a story about it. You know, I've seen her in like the TV series she did, and you know, called Elvira, and it had like the mother that was on Who's the Boss, you know, and and it was a good you know, and just following and seeing all the movies and the macrame and macabre. I mean, macrame. No, that's something with pins and needles. So. All right, folks, we're at that time. So we've gone through all the stuff. So if you didn't hear it, we're not doing it again. Alrighty, everybody have a good night. Today's Friday. Tomorrow, I have a happy hour podcast tomorrow.
Nice.
Which is going to be good because they also love, and I heard an episode of theirs talking about the Broken Lizard movies. Yeah. And yes. They did their rankings, and so it'd be good to talk about that. And plus, their son is going to be doing a podcast for himself.
Yes, I've seen that.
I think he's like 8 or something, or 9.
Yes,
somewhere in there. That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm like, holy shit! I fucking listen to that. No problem.
Yeah, no, Gunnar's supposed to be doing it, and credit, I gave them that idea, not you. put it out there.
Not to toot my own horn.
Just to let everyone know. Yeah.
Like,
no, he's awesome. He's awesome. The Gunnar, their kid, is, he's a live wire.
Let me just write down and listen as you could. He had a part.
I create everything, not you.
I created the sun. Yeah, you're just borrowing him right now. No, it's kidding. Like, wait, what the fuck's going on here? No, this is all jokes, folks. I'm just joking around, but I'm not joking around that the son's gonna have a podcast, which is
fucking awesome. That's 8-year-old, definitely.
You know, especially a mind of an 8-year-old, you know, it's, you know, we've been there, yeah. It's,
he's a little horror fan. He's got lots to say.
Yeah, and plus we could, you know, kids that age, when we were that age, and I don't know about anybody else, like myself, you know, all I thought about was like cartoons, which Gunnar probably still watches cartoons. You know, cartoons and playing outside and, you know, not getting cooped up in the house. And like most of the kids now, you know, it's like, hey, I'm playing video games. But hey, it is what it is. That's why they're on Twitch and they get money.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I've been trying to figure out myself on Twitch. I'm like, how do I supposed to do this? And not look like an asshole or like an older asshole. But, which I might be doing a podcast called the something asshole.
Thought you meant to say I might be doing a podcast for the older asshole.
No. I'm in talks with somebody who has a podcast as well, but he wants to go and do something that has like maybe 4 or 5 people, but it's not like somebody that we know. It's like random people. So
yeah,
you know, just get like a aspect on different ends that you don't know the person. Which I like that idea, you know, and then I was like the first one to jump on board. And I'm like, yeah, you know, dude, let's do this. What you need to get done? And he goes, well, we got to do this and this. And I'm like, okay. And he runs a printing shop. So, which is, you know, cool. Cause,
bonus.
You know, and then we can get the shirts out. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. folks, catch me like every week. I'll be doing like this, like interviews. I'm not interviews. I'm just bullshitting with the rest of the podcasters pretty much every week. It's gonna be like Friday, Saturday, but I'll have one each week to give you content. Go to anchor.fm, look for Tattoo Squid Podcast, like, support. They got the $4.99, $7.99, $9.99, so you choose one of those, and every month you'll get like a different stuff, I believe. And you go to YouTube, like, subscribe, and then you'll hit that notification bell or whatever kind of bell they have now. And even for this video, you know, it might be another video over here or over here or over there. But you know, and give it a, you know, follow. And you know, maybe Ebony has like some YouTube stuff going on. You know, possibly.
Nope. Not at all.
Okay.
Then I'm staying far away from YouTube.
Then don't follow her on YouTube.
No one needs me on YouTube. It's fine.
She won't be there. But I will be there. I'll be there walking with you in the water. Well, anyway, I'm just going to make it a little weird. But anyway, folks, take it easy. Have a good night, and I'm gonna talk to Ebony a little bit more off the screen. So take it easy. All right.